see if they rule that a fumble. Raiders try to bat it back inbounds.
They did a nice and job of it.
They will sort this out.
Sanu
was the intended receiver.
There's a lot going on here. I mean, Sanu, did he have control and fumble it? And if he did, the Raiders say they batted it back in bounds. Then they got an early whistle from the officials who called it quits. Now, does Sanu have complete control of this? Two hands on the ball, no feet down yet. Ball's tucked away, both feet on the ground. And then the ball's punched out. To me, that's a catch fumble, no question about it. Hansen knocks it loose right here after he's got both feet on the ground. That's a fumble. Now watch as the ball bounces toward the sideline. The defender comes in and bats it back in. But the whistle comes early. The Raiders picked it up and went, but what? Listen to the whistle. That's an early whistle because the ball was not out of bounds when the defender batted it. Unless that ball was on the sideline here, perhaps it was, but as this ball bounces out, does it get out of bounds? No! That's the early whistle that you saw. That should be a touchdown, Oakland, and they're not going to get it. In fact, they may not get possession. Two huge misses by the officiating crew have cost the Raiders big time. A clip on a screen pass, and then this play that really should have ended in an Oakland touchdown.
Tyvon Branch is the man who scooped it up and ran it in after the whistle.
What an enormous heads-up play by Hansen to keep that ball in bounds.
First to strip it away, and then the heady play right there, knocking it back in bounds.
Unbelievable heads-up play by Hansen. And you can see the sidelines are all over it. They know they've got the ball coming. It all comes down to, did Sanu have possession? And I think he did. I think the officials messed this up six ways from Sunday.
And you can take a lot of things back, but you can't take back the whistle.
That's right. You can't make everything right, even with replay.
The ruling on the field was that Cincinnati completed a pass. The ball became loose. While the ball was loose, there was an inadvertent whistle. Therefore, Cincinnati has the option of taking the ball where the ball became loose or replaying the down. They have chosen to replay the down, so we will replay third down.
An inadvertent whistle completely crushes the Raiders on that play.